Coach, congratulations. This is a huge road win for the Beavers tonight, and in a lot of areas. It showed one thing, you know, it was a tough week for Scott City mentally just with the off schedule. But number two, it showed how far they've come along here in the progression of the team from the fourth game of the year to now the 14th game.
Yeah, absolutely. With this week, you know, with the snow days in there, it kind of threw our schedule off a little bit, and it's probably a good thing we didn't play Tuesday. We were a little sluggish coming back from those couple day breaks right there. But you know, our guys so far this year, knock on wood, you know, we've played a little better away from home than we have at home. But coming down here tonight, you know, they knew they had to battle, and I think it was something for the first time this year they were looking forward to going in and playing, you know, a physical ball game. And it's not to say that we weren't up to the challenge in some other games where they were physical, but knowing tonight with their size and with their length and what they were capable of doing, on top of them knocking off Holcomb last night, it was something that our guys really stood up to the challenge, and they came out ready to go. We executed probably as good as we have all year. But, you know, looking at some of the individual efforts tonight, you know, with Kyle, I don't know if 8 points is his season high or not, but his ability to, you know, front the post and really work hard down there defensively and then battle for offensive rebounds really gave us a little bit of an edge right there. It gave our guys a little inspiration, a little motivation to keep playing hard. And it just kind of trickled down, you know, Justin with his dive, you know, on the floor going after a loose ball. I mean, and it just trickles down, you know, that energy, it's contagious. And tonight they came ready to play, and we got a big win.
You know, it's been big here against Hugoton. Their two lowest point totals, 47 and 51, and Scott City holds into both those low point totals, but the turning point was in that third quarter, about probably midway through. They get it to within 34-27 on the three, and then you guys kind of get them flustered. They didn't have a lot of fouls early on in the second half. You guys had five of them to start the second half in a row there, and they got the fouls. You could start the frustration starting to mount on Hugoton, and your guys really did a good job of making them panic.
Yeah, early on there in the third, well, late in the third, I guess, but they start getting a little chippy with their fouls. You know, whether or not they were playing straight up, they were really getting into our bodies, and they were trying to knock us off balance. So I mean, and they were fouls. They weren't, you know, made up calls or anything like that. They were fouls, and our guys did a good job taking advantage of their aggressive defense and getting points on the other side via a free throw or a layup or a shot or whatever it was. But we were able, it seemed like tonight we were in a little more of attack mode than we probably have been throughout the year. And I think if our guys can get that mindset where if somebody's going to step up and pressure them, hey, I'm just going to attack you, I'm going to go either make a play for myself or make a play for my teammate, you know, we feed off of that. We're pretty good passers, and if we will just have that attitude that we can get into the paint and make plays, it makes our team a completely different team. In the sense that we're so much tougher to guard when Dylan and Drew aren't just standing behind the three-point line.
And what speaking of Dylan, and really the first time we've seen him go up against a really bigger player like the Leininger kid and tag him, even against the Kinzer kid, Faroe did a little bit too tonight as well. But what was impressive is there's rarely a times where we see four-point plays made in a season, maybe two seasons in a row. We see two of them tonight.
Yeah. Dylan's got a way about shooting his threes where he draws a lot of contact. And you know, part of that is he shoots a high percentage from the three, and he shoots a bunch of threes. So, I mean, you've got to respect that. Guys know that they've got to close out on him, and they're playing him as a shooter. So when they close out that hard and he raises up, because he does elevate well on his jump shot, they've got to fly out there fast, which, you know, if they're not going to let him come down, it's a foul. You know, some of them I kind of laugh about, but, you know, a foul's a foul, you know,
yeah.
One way or another. And, you know, he does a pretty good job. He's got several of them this year.
You go from one tough arena to another one, the compacted gym of TNP Marion Billinger Fieldhouse there Tuesday night. The Monarchs, they've been a team that's been kind of in and out of the rankings this year in 3A, and this is probably one of their better teams in the last few years and probably a state tournament contender.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Joe does a great job with those guys. I mean, they run multiple sets. They usually run them pretty well. They play hard, they play physical. And going up there, you know, I've kind of liked it, you know, being around the Hayes area. I like going in there just because it's a pretty intense atmosphere. One for the experience, I think it gets our guys. It gives them kind of that sub-state feel. You get a crowd on top of you and they're really yelling at you. You kind of deal with that. But yeah, you know, with the Vitscomb kid, you know, I think he's averaging around 20 a game.
Wow.
He's got some length to him. He's a pretty big kid. But they're shooting the ball well. They get after it. You know, they're going to come after you. They're going to pressure you, and they're going to try to turn you up and turn you over. it'll be another good test for us. It's just another great game for our guys to go and improve and take a step forward, and, you know, to get to that, you know, overall goal, which is to get back to state. And games like that are exactly what you need this time of the year to go, you know, see where we're at, what we need to get better on, you know, because we still got time to get better before, you know, sub-state. And every little game helps, regardless of who we're playing. We can always get better. And, you know, that's kind of the attitude they got to come to practice with and get ready to roll.
Chad, once again, thank you for the time. Enjoy the bus ride home.
Yeah, we'll do. It'll be better tonight.